The issue of whether to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act has experienced several deaths. Lawmakers killed the issue back in 2013, and it died again last year. But now, it's at the center of a major legislative stalemate. Florida's Republican House leaders insist the issue is a goner, and Governor Rick Scott says flat out it's not happening.
But what I'm not going to do is put our state in a position that I have to raise somebody's taxes because the federal government has a program that they won't work with their state on.
But the Florida Senate is keeping hope and the issue alive. For the past 2 years, the chamber has sought to expand Medicaid and seen its plan killed in the House both times. Now, led by Senate President Andy Gardner, a hospital executive, the Senate is not backing down. Instead, it's doubling down on Medicaid expansion, and it's pulled in hospitals and health care providers, local counties, chambers of commerce, big and small, and health care advocates like Florida Chain and its CEO, Leah Barber Hines.
Florida Chain is very encouraged by the leadership that the Florida Senate has shown so far this year. We think that they understand what's at stake for hardworking Floridians and also for our economy, so we are pleased to see the movement forward.
Chain and other healthcare advocates do have concerns about part of the Senate plan, which calls for work requirements and suspensions for non-payments, but they continue to back it anyway. Also driving the conversation is the federal government. In a month, a critical hospital reimbursement program will expire, and with it, about $2 billion in federal and state money that goes to hospitals treating high numbers of uninsured patients. Russ Armstead is CEO of Shands Hospital in Jacksonville, and he says if the low-income pool goes away, his hospital could close.
LIP is $95 million to the hospital, plus another $25 million to our doctors. That's $120 million to Jacksonville. It's almost 20% of my revenue. If I lose it, I'll close in a few months.
Florida and eight other states get low-income pool money, and it's a reimbursement, not a form of health coverage. The federal government, through the Affordable Care Act, wants more people to be insured, and it's offered more money to states that expand Medicaid for low-income people. But Florida and the other LIP states are some of the holdouts, and the feds say any future LIP money partly depends on getting more people covered. It's a not-so-subtle nod to Medicaid expansion, and Governor Rick Scott says that's coercion. Here's Attorney General Pam Bondi.
They're going to take that away. The Supreme Court said, and it could be any program, not LIP, it could be any program other than low-income pool, but the Supreme Court said you cannot coerce us into expanding Medicaid, and that's why we're taking this up. It could be another program.
A complete loss of the LIP funds would blow a $1 billion hole in the state budget, and lawmakers would have to give up things like tax cuts and education increases. The Senate believes it's worth it to expand Medicaid and has used the federal government as its bolster to keep its expansion dreams alive. The House and the governor, however, are adamantly opposed, thus leaving Medicaid expansion and an overall budget in purgatory. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.